You are blessed in the city. You're blessed in the field. You're blessed coming in, and you're blessed going out. And blessed shall be the fruit of your body. Blessed shall be your cattle. Blessed shall be your land. Blessed is your storehouse.
I know.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland shares how God released the blessing and His glory on mankind. Then later, join Kenneth as he declares the blessing over you.
Let's look tonight in the book of Genesis. Look at the second chapter. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And the seventh day God ended His work which He had made. And He rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had made. Well, now, He didn't rest because He's tired. He rested because He was finished. Now, the last work was not the creation of man. That was not His last work. The last work was the blessing of man. See? He created all of this. He created this whole universe. He created every living thing. He created it all. And all of it, every living thing requires nourishment. So this thing is going to have to support a lot of life here. I mean, God didn't intend for anything or anybody to ever die. So, man, this is a big job. And so what did He do? He created it all, but then He released the blessing on the man, which is the perpetual power of God Himself on this man, and gave him His glory with which to support all that He had created. Support all the life that would ever be here. And He would never have to ever do another day's work. The blessing could work forever. So what did He do? He released the blessing and He sat down and rest and let the blessing work. And then the book of Hebrews says you're supposed to do the same thing just like Him. As God did when He finished His work, you ought to sit down in faith on the throne of grace, release the blessing, and let it work. Amen. Sit down like God and let the blessing do the work. Amen. Now, of course you're not going to be idle. Oh, glory to God, I don't have to work anymore. I can sleep the noon and get up and confess a few scriptures and go about the pool and sit around to about 4 and go back to bed. Yeah, yo mama. As Jesse would say. No, it don't work like that. No. But you do not toil. You're not trying to make a living. You're not trying to make the Word of God come to pass. What are you doing? You are sitting with Jesus. See, God invited the man Jesus, come sit with me on my throne. Until I make your enemies your footstool. Then Jesus said, he that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I sit with my Father in his throne. He come boldly to the throne of grace don't mean come fall down and cry. That's not bold. If you need to repent, well, fall down and cry. That's wonderful and that's fine. But when you get through repenting, believe you receive, and get up and sit down there next to Jesus until your enemies be made your footstool. You are sitting there under the same invitation that He is. Enter into that rest. Enter into it, praise God. And then you say, Lord, what's my assignment? What must I do? Well, you can go out and be doing many, many, many things and never get out of that rest. You're still sitting right there with Him in heavenly places. You've been raised up to sit with Him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy is Moses blessing Israel. And he's pronouncing the blessing one article, one category at a time. You are blessed in the city. You're blessed in the field. You're blessed coming in and you're blessed going out. And blessed shall be the fruit of your body. Blessed shall be your cattle. Blessed shall be your land. Blessed is your storehouse. They're standing up there blessing them in categories. If I'm blessed in the city, that means I can go to any city. I am blessed with anything God tells me to do in any city, anywhere. But I wanted you to notice this man standing on that mountain was standing there under Moses' command. He was blessing an entire nation at one time instead of one man. Now he had another man standing over on the other mountain and he's speaking all these curses. And then Moses said, as God's man, he repeated God. So God said through Moses, and it wasn't just a little deal. I mean, all this going on this one whole mountainside. And here's a big mountainside over here. One of them's a curse and one of them's a blessing. And God said, look, I place before you life and death, blessing and cursing. You choose life so that you and your seed shall live. You choose. You choose it. Hallelujah. Now, I wanted you to notice that. Let's look at the 33rd chapter of Deuteronomy. He said, 33, verse 1, and the verse 3 words of verse 2. This is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death, and he said. So they must have heard it. Those that believed it got it. Those that didn't, didn't. Now, let's go over to the book of Luke. We've read this already in these meetings. We're going to read it again. 24th chapter of the book of Luke. Now, this is going to change some of you theology. That's all right. Amen. It will not change the bottom line meaning of it. But it will open it up to you so you can see actually what Jesus was saying instead of just reading it through our Pentecostal doctrine. Now, notice this. Verse 46, he said unto them, thus it is written, thus it behoved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Now, let me give you the bottom line story of that. They were not preaching repentance in his name the way you think they were. Now, all this is in the book if you just read it. The scripture says, blessed is the man whose iniquities are forgiven and his sins are washed. Away. That's the way they were preaching repentance. They were not preaching repentance as, now you dirty dog sinner, you better cry and squall and bawl and spit all over the altar for at least 2 hours before you got to feel guilty. You got to be guilty and go on like all that stuff we were taught. I don't know why we didn't realize it didn't work. How were they preaching repentance? Well, David said it. Blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven. They were preaching the blessing. That's the gospel. And God preached the gospel to Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations of the earth be blessed. So Galatians 3 says that's the gospel, then it's the gospel. Well, I thought salvation was the gospel. It is. It's part of the blessing. I thought baptism in the Holy Ghost was the gospel. It is. It's part of the blessing. Oh, man, that's all exciting, but I'm telling you, this is something else. And it came to pass, verse 51, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. Woo! He went into heaven. Blessing. Came walking. See, he'd already been appointed. When he was resurrected and he was there in the garden and he told Mary, don't handle me. I have not yet ascended to my Father and your Father, my God and your God. Don't touch me. He went into the heavenly holy of holies, presented himself before God. He had been made sin, but now he's the righteousness of God. First man to ever be born from sin to righteousness. Now, he never sinned. He was made to be sin. He accepted sin by faith the way you accept righteousness by faith. He bore your sins and he bore your sicknesses and your disease. They were laid on him, but he had to accept them by faith in order to please the Father. So he had already been appointed and anointed as the high priest. He came back into this earth. He was here. He did what God told him to do. And now, while he's blessing them, the power, oh glory, the resurrection power of the blessing itself began to lift him, and he began to ascend, and he came into heaven itself saying, I bless all of heaven. Be fruitful and multiply. Say, you mean somebody had to bless heaven? Scripture says it did. The heavenly utensils of worship had to be cleansed with his blood. Why? Adam's authority was far reaching. It went all the way to, but not including, the throne of God. The heavenly mercy seat. The heavenly holy of holies. He walked in there. And that place still holds every drop of his blood today. All of his blood. Not just this little smearing of it. No. All of it. Every ounce of his blood is in the heavenly holy of holies, the heavenly mercy seat of God. Why? So you can be blessed. Praise God. Amen. So what happened? And God highly exalted him, and he gave him his name, which is above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh to the glory of his Father. The name of God. Translated, Jehovah in English, which is a horrible translation, but that's as close as anybody ever got. The name of God that no man before that could dare speak. His personal name. He said, they've known me as El Shaddai. They're about to know me as Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. I don't know how to pronounce it. I know how other men have tried to pronounce it, so I just spell it. If I knew, if he told me how to pronounce it, I am the righteousness of God. I have the blood of the Lord, of the Lamb. I would gladly say it. With joy, I'd say it. But I want you to know I'd never say it in vain.
No.
Ooh, no. Kill your graveyard dead right on the spot. That's the reason the Jews won't attempt to say it at all. Well, that's just the ditch on the other side of the road. But bless them, I don't blame them for no more than they knew. But God said, when you hear his name, you hear my name. Every being in heaven, ever being in the earth, and ever being below the earth, when you hear the name of Jesus, you know you have heard my name. He has my full and complete authority. And God rested. The blessing is in good hands. God is in full retirement. Yeah. Amen. He's turned all judgment over to the Son. He's turned all authority over to the Son. He doesn't have a serious father. I was just sitting up on the platform praising him one time, and the whole church is jumping around. And I heard this joy come upon the inside of me. And I just got kind of giggly, and it just thrilled me so. And I said, what is it, Lord? He said, you know, if it hadn't been for sin, I never would have had a serious thought. I said, no, I didn't know that. He said, what would there to be serious about? He said, I am a good time guy. I really enjoy my family. He said, I dearly love, he said, that's the reason I inhabit the praises of my people. I love it. But when he got up and went back to work, I want you to know he went back to work big time. He created hell. And it is as bad as heaven is glorious. It is beyond what the human mind can conceive. He created hell for the devil and his angels. He didn't create it for men. And Jesus went into that horrible place. It is as horrible as heaven is magnificent, beyond what men can ask or think. And hell is beyond what men can describe. And he went there. And he went into the bottom of it. He's the only human being that has ever suffered all punishment for all sin, all sickness, all disease, all the curse. No man has ever suffered all of it. No man's ever committed all of it. But he suffered it all. Why? So you could be blessed. So you could come running up to the Father and say, Abba, Father. Hey, Daddy! The Bible says we're supposed to be shouting that.
Amen.
Yes. I don't hear many people shouting it. When I bring it up, they say, oh yeah, amen, amen. But I'm talking about on the street. Ha, 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 ha. Wow, I got a father. Woo, I got a father. I got a daddy. And he's rich, and he's rich, and he's rich. He's the biggest thing in the valley. Hallelujah. That's the reason I have no fear of the valley of the shadow of death. He's the biggest thing in the whole valley. Dear God, he's my daddy, he's my father. Whoa.
Hallelujah.
Now, you want to get God really turned on, that's the kind of thing that turns him on. Instead of, oh, God, don't you understand how sick I am? Why is it I always have to go do that? Yeah. Oh, dear Jesus. It's time. I am instructed and anointed to declare the blessing of Jesus on this congregation tonight. Now you can believe it, or you can goof it off.
Imagine a place where family relationships are not undermined by old hurts and confusion. A place where you can receive answers for every area of life and draw immediately on God's wisdom for any need.
There is a wealthy place in God. An abundance of health, an abundance of revelation from heaven, a wealth of the wisdom of God that belongs to you.
Your wealthy place in God. This 4-CD audio series by Kenneth Copeland will help you discover that the path to this wealthy place in God is not a mystery beyond your reach. Find out how to see yourself as you really are in God's eyes. How to receive direction for health, finances, and relationships. Understand why God has saved His plan for you until today, and how the good old days are just the beginning.
There is a wealthy place in God that is yours.
To order your wealthy place in God, visit kcm.org and order online. This enlightening and insightful CD series by Kenneth Copeland can be purchased for just $12. To order by phone, call 800-575-4455 or order by mail. Simply write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. Order your copy of Your Wealthy Place in God today and start developing a stronger knowledge and confidence in the place that God has for you.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Pearson's in today for my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. So thrilled to be in your home or at your work or in the waiting room or wherever you are watching or listening to this broadcast today. We are so honored to be a part of what God is doing in your life. We want to offer you a product today called Your Wealthy Place in God. This is a CD series by my grandfather, Kenneth Copeland. And this is a series that will help you understand the wealthy place in God that He has created for you to live in. There is a place that God has called you to, and living in that place is where He has supplied everything that you and I need for every need to be met, to live in abundance, in the abundance of His provision. Now, one of the keys to walking in this is that you and I have got to stop today, right now, stop begging God. Believers are not beggars. We stop begging and we start living every day in this wealthy place in Him. Order your CDs today. Now, on today's broadcast, my grandfather's been talking about the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. Now, do you realize that the name Jesus is not just some magic word, some magic phrase that if you say this, all these wonderful things will happen? No, the name Jesus is the name, the Bible tells us, that was given to him. It's the name above every name, that in this name is authority. In this name is resurrection life. In this name is power. But you and I have got to come to an understanding of the reputation behind that name. Have you ever heard somebody say, well, oh, he's got a good name, or, oh, she doesn't have a very good name? What are they talking about? They're talking about the reputation behind that name. Well, what's the reputation behind the name Jesus? Provision, healing, life, love, resurrection power. All of that is in the name Jesus. He's delivered you and set you free. And these are just some exciting messages, and I'm so glad you're hearing them. We've got some wonderful things coming up. We've got our Australia Victory Campaigns, one in Sydney. This is our Sydney Victory Campaign, May 21st through the 23rd. Then another in Brisbane, Australia, May 28th through the 30th. And for more information about those meetings, you can go to kcem.org, get all the information you need. I want you to make sure you tune in next week. We're going to be going to Gloria Copeland's healing school, and always wonderful things happen as a result of these services. Whenever you get into the Word of God and you find out it is His will for you to be healed, it will change your life. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that we love you, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase a copy of today's broadcast on DVD or CD, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in 2009. Come to the Sydney Victory Campaign from the 21st to 23rd of May at the Sydney Entertainment Center, 35 Harbour Street, Haymarket, Sydney, New South Wales. Come to the Brisbane Victory Campaign from the 28th to 30th of May at the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Center at the corner of Merivale and Glen Elk Street, South Bank, Brisbane, Queensland. To find out more, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
Years ago, when I was 21, and I was just about ready to give up and say, God, if the church is this cold, I'm in the wrong place. Show me. Give me a desire to want to stay with you. And all of a sudden, I cut the TV on, and he was talking about being free. One word will change your life. And I'm like, wow, this is what I'm looking for. Not condemnation, but justification, and knowing that I'm still loved in spite of what was going on in my life. I wanted to believe that God really loved me, and through Kenneth Copeland Ministry, I found that love.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast delivers the Word of God to people around the world on over 1,280 TV stations in 210 countries in English, Russian, Ukrainian, and Spanish. Each week, over 2,100 hours of word-based teaching is declared across the globe to a potential viewing audience of over 919.5 million people worldwide.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. I want to ask you something. Can you prosper in God in the midst of all of this mess that's going on around us? You've got to get in here with Dr. Fred Price and me, and we're going to show you how it's done from the Word of God.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.